Broadcasting, WJFK-FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Oh, my goodness! Yeah. Oh, I'm hearing you. Yes. Open your eyeballs and you can see that he's a little bit of a jerk. Yes, I'm okay. I'm okay because I'm the sheriff.
A vacay every day in the month of May. Pack your bag from Independence Air, the official airline of the Don and Mike Show.
Was there a fart on the end of that?
I couldn't be.
Something rude sounding.
No, we don't play that sound anymore.
Hold on a second. I'm totally unprepared for that.
Were you?
Yes.
You weren't expecting that.
No, hold on.
I don't know
what
was that.
That's something Beth Ann made. I hope the fart's not something Beth Ann made, but.
Well, let me hear it again.
A vacay every day in the month of May. Pack your bag from Independence Air, the official airline of the Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Wow.
Wait a minute. No, you know what I
think
it is?
That's real. What do you think it is?
I think it's an engine, like, zipping by, like
okay.
An airplane.
Okay. Let's
say
that.
All right. I think it's Beth Ann cutting a big one.
You think so? Let's listen again.
A vacay every day in the month of May. Pack your bag from Independence Air, the official airline of the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Rob's right.
It's like an engine. It's a comedy airplane engine.
Because you're
I'm sorry, I'm late.
It sounds like a fart.
It does.
We should bleach that right out of there.
I mean, ever happy, Don?
Yes, I am. I'm happy right now. Bleach, bleach, baby, bingo.
Well,
it
is.
Okay. Bleach, baby,
sure does,
bleach, baby.
Sure does sound like a fart, Beth Ann.
Okay.
That's okay.
Okay. Let me hear it again.
A vacay every day in the month of May. Pack your bag from Independence Air, the official airline of the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, my. It sounds like the Elton John one. So embarrassing.
Hey, Don.
Oh, it's louder than the Elton John one.
Yeah.
Yes, Beth Ann.
There's some other cuts if you want to play.
Get it?
Cuts?
Cuts.
No, B.A., that's okay. I just like the facts. B.A., that you're working the fart humor back into the show.
We won't tell.
Way to go.
We had nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
It's not a fart.
We wash our hands of that.
Okay.
Good habit.
We bleach.
We
bleach our
hands. We bleach our hands of that.
All right, good day to you, ma'am.
Okay, bye.
Good day.
And
hey.
She said
goodbye.
Isn't that nice?
She said goodbye.
She's happy, too.
Look at us like we're happy because she said goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, hi there.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe in you.
Right.
Hello.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hi, Julia. John Kerry.
Oh, hi there.
Hi there. Hello to you.
Hello.
Hold on. Jerry, you're in here.
Hello.
Right. Hi, John. Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Here he is, everybody. How's your
dystrophy?
Oh, dear.
Good afternoon.
Oh, no. What have they been talking about now?
You'll find out.
I know
You'll
I will.
It's
later.
A new game.
Oh, dear.
How's your dystrophy?
Oh, my God.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Singing Greeting Card and all the ships at sea. Still recovering from all the partying they did last night.
Oh.
Don Geronimo.
Yeah.
And Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Like it's 1999.
Hello.
That's how we partied last night.
Hello.
1999.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
I'm going to do better on a practice, I am. I'm going to do better.
Don't worry, Michael. It was a great party.
We had a great time. Yeah, right.
Hey, Don and Mike, it's Eddie Money, the Money Man. Had a great time at that party.
At that party.
Don and Mike show. Mike, new episode on this Wednesday.
Wednesday.
05-04-05.
Hi, Don and Mike, Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not. Start the show today, little Aerosmith. Yeah. Eat the Rich.
Love that song.
You.
Where else would you rather be?
Right.
Then right here.
Right. right now.
Right now.
Like playing that tape again. You can call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636.
I'm hearing you.
Thank you.
Shut up.
From Canada.
Can you hear me?
Who can? From Mexico. It's 877. I'm sorry, 800. Hold on.
I'm hearing you.
Shut up.
All right, it's 877.
No.
No. 800.
Thank you.
636-1067.
Yeah.
And if you're listening on WJFK-FM.
Let's go.
Hey, what that station remind you of, Rosie?
Toilet seat.
Yes, toilet seat. That's too much. I got to turn those tapes off.
How's your father doing?
Sorry.
Our daddy is dead.
Call us. No. All right, one more.
I want to see you.
That's the worst one, I think.
I want to see you.
All right.
Shut up.
All right, let me turn that off and get back to this page. Here we go. Okay, I'm back on track. America, 877-365-3636. Canada, Mexico, 800-636-1067. Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067. That's how you can call us. We take calls all the time during the show. And Mike and Buzz had their... Yeah, I feel like I got to wait for the song to end. Mike and Buzz had their big lessons today, and now each of them is putting on...
Our do-rag.
This is ridiculous.
Man.
You guys look like that idiot in Malibu's Most Wanted.
Hey, Don. How's it going?
So this is a little sight gag that each of you had planned.
How you doing, brother?
For the beginning of today's show.
That was our gag. That's our mutual gag.
We're bikers. We're bikers course, now.
You don't get the same laugh as I get. Yeah. I'm getting pointed at right now. Yeah, I know. But hey, when the sunglasses are matched with it,
oh my God,
stay out of my way.
So you both have very attractive bandanas around.
They're not bandanas.
They're do-rags.
You look like you could be in a gang, the Fags.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot my glasses.
Yeah.
Damn it.
It's a nice touch.
Yeah. Were you looking for them?
Our gloves.
You find your glasses?
Our leathers.
No.
And our do-rag.
Yeah. Pulling out of Parliament.
Another prop, yeah. It looks better. The do-rag looks better with sunglasses and a cigarette.
Does it really, Fonzie?
Yeah, it does. Yo.
Yeah, there you go, Mike. That's good. Why don't we take that picture for the website?
Okay.
That's
a our new gang.
I dare you to put that picture on the website.
I think I look cool.
I think we both look cool.
He's got the bandana on.
Hey, Jones. How you doing?
He's got the cigarette sticking out of his mouth. Buzz, in your case,
Here's
what I'll say to you.
What do you think? What's the impression you got here?
Chemo victim.
Chemo victim. That's what I was going for.
How's your chemo?
It's very cool to have these do-rags.
It is.
Because, Buzz, yours almost looks like, from this angle where I'm seeing, almost looks like some type of a hospital head garment.
Yeah. Like you could be a surgeon.
Mike, on yours, I can definitely feel the wind.
Yes. Feel the wind.
I can read that on your headband.
It's what we bikers do. Yeah. It is what we bikers do.
Part of the brotherhood.
And
how we dress.
Very cool.
Accept it or don't.
It's very, very cool.
Well, Beth, let's get a camera in here. At least get a picture of these guys wearing their bandanas.
Yay.
You have it done with the cigarette sticking out of your mouth, Mike?
Yeah. Hello?
Hey, howdy, Joe.
I got the camera. I'm coming in.
Joe.
Okay,
fantastic.
Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Joe.
All right, so we'll get Joe's reaction when he sees the punked up Mike and Buzz.
Should I come in and pose as a gang? I mean, stand side by side with my motorcycle brother?
Would you rather pose alone or... Joe, what do you think?
What a couple of asshats.
They're do-rags.
Yo, watch it or my homies.
All right, take Mike.
Fonzie?
Take Mike's picture. Just take Mike's first, then take Buzz's.
I don't know much about this one, but let's try it out.
Let me zip up.
Now, let me see. Buzz, the more I look at you now, you know what?
What?
This is actually going to be kind of a compliment.
Yes.
You know the Steven Seagal movie Under Siege
with
Tommy Lee Jones?
Yeah, I'm familiar.
You look like Tommy Lee Jones.
I guess that's kind of a compliment.
Go to our website later and look at the picture of Buzz and tell me if you... Hold on. What, Mike's checking out the picture that Joe just took?
I don't know how to look at it. Oh. We really do feel more like bikers now that we have the gloves and the do-rag.
What, Mike? What's up?
I look like such a tard.
Oh, now so he's disappointed. Shouldn't have shown him the picture.
You didn't know.
I disagree, Mike.
You didn't know.
An asshat.
He's taken off his do-rag in shame.
Horrible. But now Buzz, millions are going
to
see it.
Turn around and take the picture, because I'm telling you, there's a scene in that movie with Steven Seagal where Tommy Lee Jones has the decorative wrap on his head.
Right.
And he's got the sunglasses on like Buzz.
Right.
And he's just got a giant knife, a cleaver, and he's slams it down and gets a piece of roast beef and puts it up to his mouth and goes, I'm in control of this boat now.
Yeah.
So does this mean you guys are going to go to like some of those biker barbecues down in Fredericksburg?
Oh, yeah.
Sure,
yeah.
Which I could.
No,
they kick your bike over and smack you upside the head.
I'm a tough guy.
You got all your teeth.
I don't think so. It's a brotherhood, as I understand it.
You're going to look like the neighbor lives across the street from me who drives up on his Harley. He's like 55 years old. He's got all the gear, and he gets off in front of his suburban townhouse and looks like a total DB, for lack of saying the actual words.
DB.
Bag?
Yes. Can you say that anymore?
Douche? Okay. All right, Joe.
I don't know the rules.
Way to get around the new rules. I was thinking, you know, Beth Ann's word.
Yes.
Let me ask her if she was...
That's the universal D.
Let me just find out if she thought that.
I was putting all kinds of B's after that word.
Yeah, I knew it. Okay, bye, Beth Ann.
Thank you for the one, Joe.
Mike's going to do a different pose, I think, this time.
All right, should I wear it higher on the head?
I think it looks good.
Wait a minute. No, not from down low.
No, I'm serious.
Not ass hat, not from down low.
This is
it looked great on the rain my brother today. Taking the most flattering shot again. Here we go.
What a good picture.
All right, Mike, let me see that one.
Mike's showing up.
You notice how Joe wants to like linger at the microphone, but as soon as he takes a picture of me, he wants to run away.
Second picture has more of a feminine side.
That's much better.
Yeah. Okay, so those can go on the website?
That's much better.
All right, send those over at Chop Chop, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
They'll be up sometime. Dynamite website.
I will not look like a DB.
That's right.
DB.
I look pretty on my motorcycle.
I think
you do.
I was thinking D and B's.